Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Chain Lake's Friends. Over there, do you see her coming from Hartney Way in her buggy? Snow flying from hooves and wheels? She's why I'm here. I'm a modest white building we call the Meeting House, along the highway between Deloraine and Hartney. And her? She's Mrs. Alma Dale, the first minister of Chain Lake's Friends. It's 1903, early winter, my favorite time. Our people need this break. After a new snowfall, the animals, machines, the traffic, all go still. Many folks around here tend cattle, horses, chickens, and pigs. It's not the best farmland, so putting up food and hay for the winter is a large, necessary job. The folks who gather are called Quakers by others. They call themselves Friends. You see, even though Mrs. Alma gives fiery sermons that move the most calcified hearts, Friends actually prefer quiet. When they meet, they sit in quiet prayer to give the Spirit a chance to speak, to move them. Friends got the name Quakers because of the way folks shake when profoundly moved by the Spirit. These Friends came from Ontario a decade ago, before that from Pennsylvania, and before that from Britain. Mrs. Alma is a wonder. Her family in Ontario is into horses, so she has two long-maned palominos doing exactly as they're trained. Such a sight to see them prancing from visitation to meeting, meeting to celebration, always on the move, in perfect harmony, and fast. When my people decided they needed a meeting house, they got it done in record time. Who was shingling at the peak? Yep, Mrs. Alma. She's a decent finishing carpenter as well. You might think Quakers or Friends are a tad odd. Not to me, they aren't. They're farmers and business folk, determined to work hard and to be thoughtful and respectful, because, as they say, God lives equally in each person. Women in Canada can't even vote, but Friends are okay with women being called to ministry, or to any position. They're fond of saying that if God wouldn't call women to minister, there'd only be half the ministering going on. Gotta love the logic. Mrs. Alma was called to the ministry in her 30s. She couldn't have babies, so dedicated herself to joyful service to her community. She puts on mini dramas to add emphasis and vigor to her teachings. Wherever she lives and travels, people are drawn to her messages about living clean, spiritful, justice-loving lives. She's in high demand across the prairies, Ontario, USA, and even England. We're fortunate to have her while we do. And me? I've had to move twice. But the cemetery's still where we started. You're welcome to visit. Chain Lake's Friends was inspired by a story in Vantage Points 2. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.